I know there's a lot of chatter regarding August and what's coming with the BRICS and the BRICS making a gold-backed currency. There's a lot of details to that, but that's not what this program's about. I'm going to get into discussing something. Egon Van Graers is a really phenomenal mind. He's gold Switzerland, and he just really has some incredible insights, you know, to the world. But there's something coming here to the Western Empire, the Western culture. And I really believe that there is the end of the current Western Empire as we know it. And so I know the talking heads think that, or in the mainstream financial people think that the dollar is just dominant. It's going to be there 20, 30 years. It's going to take all this time. That American Empire is just this great. It's going to take all this time. I have a different view on that. I really believe that we have accelerated and rapidly have changed not only our Western culture, Western way of being, but I also believe that we are moving so fast into destruction. I think, now, not to get into the, you know, conspiracy hole, but I think it's because the world order needs the American culture to go down in order for them to usher in, as the World Economic Forum would say, the Great Reset into digital IDs, digital currencies, enslavement of the culture. You eat bugs, you'll have nothing, and love it, and all that other garbage they're spewing. I still have hope that we're going to say no and rise up as a people, not just in the United States, but in Europe. Although the Europeans and the Canadians are pretty much, you know, lay downs, they seem to have allowed their government to just commit just tyrannical states of policy, and they seem to just deal with it. But here we are. We're in the 21st century, and with the current Western Empire in the final stages of what we would call a secular decline. And this looks very, very similar to the fall of Western Roman Empire in the 5th century. Now, I did a couple of pieces. I was speaking one time in Gettysburg, and I did this analysis where I was saying, okay, here's 15 points of this empire collapsing. And I was talking about, you know, points 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it sounds like I was talking about America. But then in the end, I talked about this is the collapse of Rome, and here's what happened. But they did exactly the same thing that we're doing. Because when the Roman Empire collapsed in the 5th century, we're talking about wars, debts, deficits, collapsing currencies, decadence, corruption, socialism, immigration, non-assimilation of immigration. And think about the decadence part. Have we gone off the deep end into high levels of sexual perversion, way beyond anything? I mean, the attacks on our children, on the nuclear family, is absolutely stunning. And you find that these perverted people are in all levels, from medical journals, the American Medical Association. I mean, you can't even trust doctors and nurses anymore. They're in the education system, they're in the government. When this took place in Rome, that was the beginning stages of the collapse. We are doing the exact same thing here now. I mean, think about it. U.S. debt is up by the same amount in the last 5 years as it has the first 221 years of our existence. Think about the latest financial crisis that started in September of 2019, when we were discussing how the banking system was completely collapsing, the repo market was going ballistic, and then miraculously this virus shows up, which I firmly believe was a biological weapon. All the evidence is there, and it absolutely was released on purpose. Now, I probably to actually keep Trump from running so they can rig the elections, but it was far more insidious than that. But we had a major financial crisis in September 2019. This is when the U.S. banking system came under serious pressure and the Federal Reserve injected major liquidity into the repo market. We were nearly bankrupt as a system, and people don't realize that. Well, since that time, the total U.S. debt has increased by a staggering number. Get ready for this. $21 trillion. Don't underestimate the amount of money $1 trillion is. To put that into perspective, it took the United States 221 years to go from zero debt in 1776 to $21 trillion in 1997. And just in the last 4 years, our debt has gone up by the same $21 trillion. So if you visualize that, 221 years to get to $21 trillion in debt, and we've done the exact same $21 trillion in just 4 years. When you see that astronomical increase in debt, and then you combine that with wars that we have with Russia, major deficits, collapsing currency, unbelievable perversion and decadence, overwhelming corruption from the top down, and now we're moving into a massive form of socialism. This is how empires collapse. We almost got to look at in the context for those that read the book, Dante's Inferno. Think about it this way. We have a coming inferno. When we go back, coming back to like Dante's Inferno, the nine circles of hell. Listen to this. The nine circles of hell that were in the list of Dante's Inferno. Number one, limbo, where there is no God. Look at the degradation of the church, the decrease of people who believe in God. Look at the attack on the church during the pandemic. Look at how many churches are starting to close. Number two, lust. Can we have any more lust and perversion than those weirdos on TV dancing and all of those queer, what do you call those, drag queens going after children? I mean, we are at a lustful, perverted state like I never could imagine would even come, even at this level in history. Number three, gluttony. Number four, greed. You see gluttony and greed even in the church. I have spent years dealing with ministries and dealing with business and churches. God made it real clear to me, get my people ready. Cornerstone was developed for that purpose, for gold and silver. If you knew what was coming, you'd be getting gold and silver if you don't already have it. And what I have seen in the ministries, in the churches, the amount of gluttony, the amount of greed, the amount of, oh, I'm in Jesus Christ in my subject line, but they'll do business with corporations that absolutely gouge you. You'd be stunned at how many ministries I know that will do business with a gold and silver company charging 90% premiums, gouging the literal tar out of their people, and they don't care. Greed. Number five. In the circles of hell, wrath. And I believe that one's coming. Number six, heresy. Boy, do we see heresy on a daily basis right at the top of the White House. Number seven, violence. You think BLM and Antifa is bad? Wait until you see the violence they use if we, the people, actually take back this country. That was unbelievably unacceptable. I was stunned that we allowed them. We're just thinking, oh, they're just left-wing socialist radicals blowing off. We should have absolutely annihilated them. We should have arrested every single one of them. We should have thrown them in jail. Shame on people like Bill Barr, Department of Justice, and all the people that run our government for allowing that tragedy to take place. That was a sham. BLM, nothing but a Marxist organization, Marxist front with brown shirts to help rein in the concept of socialism. Eight or seven, violence. Well, we have that. Eight, fraud. Is there not fraud at every level, right down to the restaurants you go to? Be careful. Look at your receipts, because they are now charging you for health coverage for employees and other charges. So pay attention. You can always tell them to take it off, which I am now. I don't care if it's $3 or not. Get it out. I'm not subsidizing somebody else. And nine, treachery. Many of the nine sins in Dante's Inferno apply to today's world. but I think gluttony is one of the more fitting to a self-indulgent Western culture. So forget about the short-term timing. Forget about greed. Just avoid the potential implosion of the asset markets. Safely position yourself for incredible opportunities whenever they may happen. Personally, I don't think things will take too long to unravel, but I don't care about the timing as long as I'm sitting in the right place. I'm going to get into more detail next week, but the globalists here, they are planning it. They are making really big moves, which would fundamentally change how our society operates. And this is huge. It's going to be a detailed podcast I'll get into next week. But while everyone else is distracted with the stuff that I just talked about, these Dante's nine circles of hell, the limbo, lust, gluttony, greed, wrath, heresy, while everyone's distracted, the globalists are making absolute enormous moves. And what you never heard about probably yet previously, I have written about the UN's and talked a lot about the new worldwide system for cracking down on misinformation when they the ones are doing it, and about the desire to implement a global system of digital identification. This is all tied to our bank accounts. Why you need gold and silver outside the system. I realize that these things sound really wild, but they're being done right now in secret. As a matter of fact, the globalists are so proud of what they're doing. A small percentage of the population is even aware of this insidious agenda. They're pushing it through now, and there's so very little debate about it. They want to create, the globalists want to create a system that will literally give them total control of everything. And it gets into the Bank of International Settlements. It's getting into something called the Unified Ledger. And I'm going to go into a lot more detail next week. So stay tuned and tune into this one big time. But today, this is about the fall of the Western Empire. And if you don't think so, just do your homework on Rome. Listen to what I said about Dante's Inferno. Our nation is in serious, serious trouble. And if they get their way and we go to this digital world, we are looking at complete slave state. If we go to digital ID, digital currency, they will turn off your bank account. If your social credit, just study the Chinese social credit system. We've talked a lot about it here. Rigged Against You is definitely there to inform you of it. If they get us to that level and you are a non-compliant, which I would say about 140 million Americans would be labeled non-compliant. If we are a non-compliant individual, your bank account will get closed off. You will have a radius of where you can spend your money because it'll be programmable. You will even jeopardize your insurance on your home or your vehicle. The amount of slavery that will take place, the years we fought against slavery, and each and every one of us, I don't care what skin color or creed we are walking into a slave state. Even the stupid in the socialist Marxist revolution who think they're going to be somehow in power, are they themselves going to be slaves? If we do not stop the idea of this worldwide ledger, digital ID, digital currency. So until next week, understand the Western Empire is absolutely crumbling. And if they don't get a heart check, gut check, we're going to find out real soon what that means. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.